As for myself, Shinran, I don't have a single disciple. If I could make others say the Nembutsu through my own devices, they would be my disciples. But how arrogant it is to claim as disciples those who live the Nembutsu through the soul working of Amida's compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. This is quoted from the Tannisho, the words of Shinran Shonin, compiled by a disciple named Yuye. Good morning, everyone. I am Daido Baba, minister of Honpa Honganji Hirobetsuin. Today, I'd like to talk about what I experienced in Japan. It is how I felt when some ministers were chanting a sutra. In Japan, ministers in the neighborhood help and chant together at other temples' six major services. Those ministers chant a sutra together without having a joint practice session ahead of time. This is because every minister already knows how to chant. At a major service, I noticed one minister chanted at a quick pace and another one chanted slowly. It is beautiful if the chanting of a sutra matches. However, their sutra was out of rhythm. The sound was not in unison. I thought both ministers might be thinking, my tempo of chanting is right. So the mismatch continued for a few minutes. I don't think chanting should be like that. How should they resolve that? The answer is very simple. You should pay attention to hear the other voice in chanting. Then you can realize your tempo is mismatched. By knowing the other, you can know yourself, and then you'll be able to get better. It is the same when you sing in a chorus or a choir. Each person has a part to sing. If the person does not sing at the right pitch or does not come in at the right time, the song will not sound right. You must watch the leader or conductor so you know when to sing and how loud or soft to sing. At the same time, you must listen to the others in the choir. Sometimes, when you are not sure of your pitch, the next person may help you get in tune and make sure sound better. If everyone is aware of each other, then they can produce a melodious, harmonious sound and everyone can enjoy listening to the beautiful music. In our Jodo Shinshu tradition, to hear is one of the most important things. By hearing, you can not only know the Jodo Shinshu teaching and Amida Buddha's vow, but also know yourselves, as I mentioned above. If you think your thought is always absolutely right, you can't accept others' opinion. Jodo Shinshu teaches you that you are not absolute, by Buddha's true light. Our limitations are known. And then your view of other people changes too. You don't need to prove that you are right and they are wrong. Trying to understand the other person's point of view can lead to a better understanding of your own view. Knowing oneself can lead to a better understanding of the other person. You can understand the difference between yourself and other person and accept it. All human beings are different. However, we are living together on this earth. You cannot live on your own. You are living in connection with others and are supported by everyone. In such a world, it is meaningful to understand others. Of course, it is more important to know about myself. By living based on Buddhism, you can live with everybody in harmony. Let's go back to the quotation that I first read. Have you ever heard this quotation? This is a part of chapter 6 of the Tannisho. It is a very famous quote. For us, Shinran Shonin is our great founder. So we may think he had many disciples. However, Shinran stated, "I don't have a single disciple." Actually, Shinran had many disciples. In this sentence, Shinran didn't mean to deny them. Shinran considered that every Nembutsu practitioner was fundamentally Amida Buddha's child and disciple, who were nurtured by the primal vow to become a Nembutsu practitioner. So Shinran treated all those followers as co-learners of the Dharma and co-travelers of the path to the Pure Land. If they were Shinran's disciples, they may start to argue and fight over who got the true teaching from him. They may be attached to him and his teaching, and would probably say, "My teaching was given to me by Shinran Shonin, so it must be right." Shinran's own son, Zenran, used his position in this way, so Shinran disowned him. Shinran never positioned himself as a teacher or acted elegantly. His thinking also expressed harmony. He strongly believed that everyone stands on the same level as himself in the heart and mind of Amida Buddha. The teaching of Jodo Shinshu is not only a religion, but also a way of life. To recite Nembutsu, don't only do it when you come to the temple. You can recite Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, anywhere. You can reflect on yourself everywhere. We are living with lots of people and lots of problems. Please use the essence of Jodo Shinshu in dealing with that kind of reality, so you can spend the time in harmony. Let's live a life of harmony with a smile and the Nembutsu in our hearts. This is the Jodo Shinshu life. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.